The U.S. construction effort in Iraq has come under heavy criticism for this slow pace and perceived lack of cohesion. Several assessment missions have reviewed the situation 3 months after Saddam Hussein's ouster to see what progress has been made and to recommend areas where the operation could be improved. The analysts who participated in the fact-finding trips warn the window of opportunity is quickly closing for winning the full support and confidence of the Iraqi people. When the U.S. Administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, visited Washington last month, he outlined the three most urgent goals of the U.S.-led coalition's reconstruction effort.
Today we have three challenges in Iraq: securing the country, setting the economy on a path to prosperity, and building the foundations of a sovereign democratic government.
More than 3 months after the major battles have ended, security remains a top priority for most Iraqis. But that is not all. A fact-finding team that visited Iraq in late June and early July found basic services and economic concerns are not far behind. The evaluation was requested by U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Ambassador Bremer. The team included scholars from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the United Nations Foundation. UN Foundation Senior Program Officer Johanna Mendelssohn-Foreman says a lot more has to be done in the next several months to keep from losing the support of the Iraqis.
In addition to speeding up security, for example, there need to be jobs. There needs to be a socioeconomic rebuilding that starts with the very basics, and that is putting people who were in ministries back to work, keeping former soldiers in their barracks and paid until there is a plan to demobilize them. Many of these things were really not thought through very well because the sense was that people would just go back to work and life would continue, but under a new government. That obviously did not happen.
In a recent interview with VOA's Talk to America program, Mr. Bremer says basic services are improving.
We've now got electricity at about 75% of pre-war levels, which is, by the way, 10 times as much electricity as existed the day I arrived here. This allows us to provide most of the country with 18 to 20 hours of electricity a day. We hope to be back to pre-war levels by the end of September.
But Mr. Bremer acknowledges that is still not enough to fully service a population of 25 million. Saddam Hussein's mismanagement of the economy left an inadequate power infrastructure, which Mr. Bremer says will take much more time and money to fix. But Iraqis say it is not happening fast enough. The National Democratic Institute recently sent a separate 14-member evaluation team to Iraq to gauge reconstruction progress. Pollster Tom Melia conducted a series of focus groups that allowed a cross-section of Iraqis to express their views about the post-war situation. He says frustrated Iraqis have not overcome a basic suspicion of U.S. motives for ousting Saddam Hussein and for occupying their country.
And they find that the United States, in the form of the Coalition Provisional Authority and the American-appointed Governing Council, is the only authority that they can complain to or to complain about. And so they do a lot of that.
Sociologist Mendelssohn-Foreman says part of the problem is bad communications between Iraqis and the reconstruction team. The coalition team, she says, needs to explain what it is doing and to give the local population fair warning about power outages or water shortages or even where to find much-needed propane gas and other supplies.
Iraqis need to have this media outreach extended and certainly consolidated. And unfortunately, that was one of the big shortcomings of the operation, which I know they're trying to correct, but I think at this stage we've still lost the Iraqi hearts and mind because of the communications process.
Both assessment missions recommended decentralizing the coalition's authority on a practical level to give regional councils and Iraqis themselves more power to more quickly respond to their own needs. Ms. Mendelssohn-Foreman's team agreed the reconstruction job is massive and will take from 5 to 7 years, a lot more time than the coalition authority originally had calculated. She says the U.S. administration needs to internationalize the effort to share the responsibility, the resources, and the talent that is needed to do the job. A donors conference has been organized for October.
Fighting the war required one type of coalition, but building the peace will require a much broader coalition, which will include the UN and multilateral institutions and will also require the G7, many of whom did not participate. And that's where the resources are.
Ms. Mendelson-Forman also stresses the importance of closer cooperation with the United Nations, which she says can offer the new Iraq the recognition and sense of international legitimacy it needs to resume its place in the world political arena. Lori Kassman, VOA News.